speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Is what was the Urim and Thummim, and how does God, or how did God use these items amongst Israel? The Urim is thought to be by scholars to mean light, and the Thummim is thought to mean perfection. And it is also then suggested that these are likely gemstone-type stones that we're dealing with. These stones were carried by the high priest of Israel as a part of the ephod and priestly garments. This is brought out in the book of Exodus chapter 28 and verse 30, as well as Leviticus chapter 8 and verse 8. Now there's question here in regard to were they a part of or carried on the ephod itself, of the priestly garments, or was there a bag that was attached to this garment and then carried into the bag? Again, that is open for consideration amongst the scholars. Those who they were used by the high priest to determine God's will in certain circumstances. That's interesting because God used His men from time to time for the conveyance of His will. God also worked in other ways in reference to His dealing with people. Take into consideration when He spoke to Moses. The Bible identifies as that He spoke through a burning bush. Well, here in the context of Numbers 27 and verse 21, and then again in Deuteronomy 23 and verse 8, the context of these passages seem to indicate is that God was working through the Urim and Thummim to indicate as to what He wanted Israel to do during these certain circumstances. Now, there is consideration as to the way in which God did that. Some believe is that God allowed these stones to light up and to blink, indicating exactly what it was that He wanted. Others believe that He would have etched into the stones themselves and the answer, and hence they would have had their answer and then erased and start over from time to time. We do not know from the context of the Scripture as to how God accomplished this, but what we can trust is that God used these stones, certainly, to convey His will to the people. There are some things in the Scripture that we do not know, that God has not given us, and therefore we just need to accept it in faith that He used them to whatever end He did. There is no convincing evidence given concerning the Urim and Thummim that they were used after the time of David. I read that from one of the scholars within the Brotherhood, and then I personally did my own search on this, and I draw the same conclusion. In that, we understand is that God is indeed eternal and that God never changes, but yet at the same time, the way that God worked in and amongst His people did change, even though His characteristics, nature, and will remained the same. He changed up with regard to the way in which He communicated to the people. He changed up with regard to who He used for the communication of His will, and therefore, with the Urim and Thummim, they are no longer seen, as I have looked at in my studies, after the time of David. I found it interesting also in my studies concerning the Urim and Thummim that Josephus had some things to say about it. Josephus is a historian shortly after the death of Christ, and he says concerning the Thummim is that it was 12 stones that were set in three rows of four on the breastplate. He also has something to say in regard to the Urim. He says that these were two sardic stones set on the shoulders. In that, we've got to consider, I believe, what Josephus has to say, but at the same time, not take it as the gospel truth. Why? Because he is not writing by way of inspiration, but rather, he is writing as an individual. Sometimes with information that certainly has been passed on that would be true, I believe that he does share some things with regard to our Lord and Savior that we can stand and say that it lines up with Scripture, because we also have Scripture that validates that. But with regard to the Thummim and Urim, we can say is that this is certainly his view but yet at the same time, there's no book, chapter, and verse to certainly to stand with that.